Then we'd have more of it after, like tentacles, yeah, we'd have more. Say them. We're on page Samach Beis and Hakitz of Rana, no? Everything's Mahamish going together, but we're learning on Erev Shabbos from Rav Kook, what we're learning in the Yerushalmi Shir last night, and we're learning now. It's all about the two Shlavim, the two stages of Geula. Two stages of Geula, which Ramchal and his Maimar HaGeula defines as Pekida and Zechira. This is where we were 2 weeks ago. Pekida and Zechira. That the Ramchal explains that we see very clearly in Tanakh and Chazal and in our history that there are two stages of redemption. What's happening tonight is part of all of this with the women. This the Hisiris of Geula, the Pekida, that stage of Pekida, which the Ramchal says is clearly revealed in the pasuk Al Tismichi Oyavti Li Kenafalti Kamti. Kenafalti Kamti means the first stage of Geula is that there's a Hisiris Lakum. Lakum, Lakum. Lakum, to get up, means from the offer of Golas, from the degradation, from the poverty. What we were talking about last night in Yerushalmi Shir, that in Rav Kook's Hesped in Yerushalayim, that to begin to take care of ourselves, to have our own place and our own economy and our own army, v'chulu v'chulu v'chulu, kamti, lakum, to get up from Golas, to begin returning to Eretz Yisrael, to begin returning to ourselves, to be healthy and to be normal and so on. Oh, sorry, thanks. That's the first stage. But at that stage, it's not yet the Zechira. The Zechira of Geula is Ke'esha b'choshech Hashem Orli. Hashem Orli. So this is connected to Mashiach ben Yosef and Mashiach ben David. Hashem Orli. When the Geula becomes something which brings about a great Hisiris in our Dveikus Hashem and the desire to build the Beis HaMikdash, not just to build nicer buildings in Eretz Yisrael and to fix up the land, but to actually to build the Beis HaMikdash. So we're already coming to the end of darkness. So the top of Peis Samach Beis, Upe Pekida, Avshi Yuba In Yonim Atzumim Shel Geula. During that first stage of Pekida, there are going to be tremendous, tremendous things of Geula. But Adayin Hibchinis Ke'esha B'choshech. But there's still, just like in our times, there's still tremendous, tremendous darkness. In terms of Ruchnius, tremendous darkness, tremendous confusion. But there's a Pekida, there's a Hisiris. We're not satisfied anymore being by Shibud Malchias. We're not satisfied anymore being away from Eretz Yisrael. But it's still, there's a terrible darkness. Ke'esha b'choshech. Shekein oid lo bo hadas v'asogah bihira el ha'am. We don't yet have that das that we've been learning about from the beginning of the Sefer. That das of being an am echad. Chulu v'chulu, all that we're talking about. We don't have that das yet. Ki b'pkida hoy says galus Hashem b'derech nisteris. The Ramchal is explaining that p'kida is the hisgalus Hashem, but that hisgalus, that revelation, is still b'derech nisteris. In other words, as we're going to see, it's not identified necessarily with Hashem. People, secular people, don't identify. Many have become Bali Tshuva, but most just feel an awakening of some sort, an awakening, a desire for the betterment of the life of the Jewish people as a nation and so on, but not as far as Talis and Tefillin and Shabbos and Mitzvahs and Yerushalayim, Be'emes, and Beis HaMikdash, not. Ha'asagihi ha'or la'adam. V'chol oid shalom ba'elav. Until we come to that hasagah, to that understanding that this is actually Hashem, and this is about Mashiach, The nation is still sitting in darkness. That's the Pekida. V'kach kosa Ramchal b'dabro al shlava Pekida. And the Ramchal writes there in the Maima Geula when he speaks about Pekida. Aval shnei dvarim tzarech sheteida. There are two things the Ramchal says you need to know. Shloi husar hester panim ela lefnai v'lefnim. There has been a great hester panim that's been removed by the Pekida, but that removal takes place lifnai v'lifnim, in a very, very deep and hidden way. So it's not associated with anything miraculous, with anything necessarily even godly. Mokon nishmais Yisrael. It's in the place of the neshama, where a Jew doesn't necessarily identify that this has anything to do with religion. This has nothing to do with God. This just has to do with my connection to the Jewish people, a feeling of wanting to have something better for us, and so on. It hasn't made its way outside. In the stage of Pekida, these are iris, these are lights that are shining, but deep, deep, deep within. Deep within. As we were learning last time, that people can't explain themselves why they suddenly so excited about Eretz Yisrael, or why they... Where's this all coming from? They can't figure it out themselves. And therefore, the only Yisrael is Li Yisrael. There's not something that's in the entire world. So there's a tremendous light that has been a fire that's been ignited in Nishmas Yisrael, but it's not anything that's necessarily revealed in a way of Yiddishkeit. Ach Nishmaseyim kiblu zois ha'ara. But the Nishamas of the Jewish people have received this ha'ara, this ar. That's Pekida. Zuya Pekida. Shehi ha'ara bepnimiyas ha'neshama. Shlenado begolu lo'odim ha'sagos, that's not known. U'lachareha, and afterwards will come. So that Pekida is the stage of Mashiach ben Yosef, which we'll talk about in a minute. That's called Mashiach ben Yosef. And in the stage of Mashiach ben Yosef, it's not yet clear where this is coming from and where it's going. It's just that there's a tremendous surge of energy that the Jewish people have to be finished with Golos and to be finished with our enemies and to overcome all of the entrapments of that we were living in through Golos. That's Pekida. Ulacharea will come the Zechira. Shehi ofas Hashem begilui, when Hashem will appear, begilui, in a revealed way. Ukedivei Ramchal. Va'ata, achel lefarish inyan haschira heitev. And now I will begin to explain the inyan of Zechira, of Hashem's remembering us. Kol sevahaya Hashem lemeloch hakol ha'aretz. Zo tachlis ha'toyva v'hasholam sheftiach HaKadosh Baruch Hu es Yisrael she'yis'angu bo lo'asod lavo. The ultimate tachlis that Hashem promised will be at the end is v'hoya Hashem melech ha'kol ha'aretz. V'havein ki lo'omar v'hoya Hashem melech. It doesn't say v'hoya Hashem melech, it says v'hoya Hashem limelech. What does that mean? V'hein ki lo'asod lavo yusa hara man ha'klipa. Hashem is always king. Hashem is king from before. Hashem is always king. Hashem runs everything. But it's not recognized. And particularly when it comes to the side of evil, of the klipa and the sitracha, it's not recognized. Just the opposite. In the world, it seems that there's a Malchus of Ra, of there's Nachashverosh, there's a Haman, there's a Hitler, Yimach Shemai, there's a counter force. That's what it seems like in the world. Hashem is always Melech, but Limelech, when it will be Bepoel, Lemaisa, Limelech. And it doesn't mean just that Hashem is going to rule over it, the side of evil. It means that evil will be transformed. Hashem lemelech al kol ha'aretz, that the klipa will be removed from evil, Amalek will be destroyed, the klipa will be removed from evil, and what will remain is the kedusha of Ahay Hashem lemelech al kol ha'aretz. Al kein omer v'ahay Hashem lemelech al kol ha'aretz. Ki melech kol ha'aretz kvar hu. Hashem is already king. Everything is being orchestrated by Hashem. Hashem is pulling all the strings. Kvar ha'ya tamid. It always was. Ki ein shum nivra pol below rishus o'klal. Because even Hitler Yimach Shemo couldn't do anything without Hashem. Nothing is able to do anything without Hashem's rishus. Ela she'ein kol ha'avodim akirim oso. But he's not lemelech. He's melech, but he's not limelech. Limelech means where every single bug and every single cell and every single thing that exists will recognize that Hashem is melech. Makir moso. La'osa lova yakiru hakol biyistabdu elav miritzainam. Everybody will recognize him. Biyistabdu elav miritzainam and will willingly be mishabed, will willingly be mishabed themselves to Hashem. For Mashinema ki oz e'apoich al amim, says in Navi that the nations of the world will be their hearts will be turned around, and Hashem will reveal Himself to all nations of the world as well. L'chein omar v'hay Hashem limelach ki akiruhu La'amito v'yaskiru v'shmoy b'drachav. He'll be identified. He'll be all recognized as everything is Hashem. Yakiru v'yedu kol b'nei basa. Kol b'nei basa yakiru v'yedu. And v'hay Hashem l'melech ha'kol ha'aretz b'mu Hashem echad v'shmoy echad. V'yizgaber ha'or tamid. And the light will get stronger and stronger. V'habrochis tischadashna. And all the brochas will be renewed. All of the brochas from Tanakh and so on will be renewed. V'chol shah b'roiv shalom b'simcha. And people are not going to think it's because we have a better president, or because now we have both houses, you know, or because the economy is doing well. Everybody's going to see why it is and what it is. It's going to be begoli that it's Hashem is Baruch. Kevon shetesukon habria kula v'arasha beklipa yechola. The ra is going to fall away. Is going to be destroyed. V'atoiv Yimshach achar hakadusha, Yimoshach achar hakadusha karoi, and the tov will be drawn completely to kedusha. V'usoid gerim grurim heim, is the side of everything being brought back and converting to kedusha. Hini oz yivod l'kol ki lo yesh rak sherish echad yochid amiyuchad, and then it will be clear to everything that exists that there's only one sherish, echad yochid amiyuchad, echad yochid amiyuchad. Who will again uveino id achir? Lechein yi Hashem echad u'shmei echad. Hine mevuah. So it's clear. Shazichira hi inyan hisgalus Hashem bebehirus. Zichira means when Hashem will be revealed bebehirus in a clear way. Sheakiru hakol malchuso v'shiltainai. That everybody will recognize malchus Hashem and the shilton, the rule of Hashem. V'yafia ha'or b'hasogim me'ir, and the light will appear in a way that's hasogim me'ir, in a way that we can grasp in a clear way. The whole world will be able to understand. V'yisayda hevda b'napkida v'azchira mohusa mavur b'ramchal. And this difference between the pekida and the schira is explained further in the Ramchal. Mizulashana v'teda. Shapkida ayideh ha'yisod. So now the Ramchal is explaining in spheres, in the spheres. He says, the Pekida takes place by the Midah, the sphere of Yesod. Yesod. That's Tzadik Yesod Olam, that's Yosef HaTzadik. That's the Pekida. Begilu has Zechira Eidei HaTiferes. But Zechira, that final revelation where everything is clear, that's through the Midah, the sphere of Tiferes. V'lachein nimtza koch l'mashiach ben Yosef u'l'mashiach ben David b'shtei ha'pu'ulos l'kabel koch la'asos chayil l'gul ha'asida. Therefore, there's going to be revealed the koch of Mashiach ben Yosef. That's the pekida, like it says by Yosef, pokud yivkad l'chim eschem izeh. And the pekida will be through Yosef, where there will be his iris that the Jewish people should have a better existence, that we should be able to take care of ourselves, as Yosef took care of us. We were learning about this last night. And the Koach of Mashiach ben David, which is the ultimate Geula that is open and clear and revealed. B'shtei apulus the Kabul Koach lasas chayel legula ha'asida. Ramchal mevor, the Ramchal is explaining, she'shnei ha'shlovim halolu, that these two stages, heim shtei madregas shel shefa she'ha'iru b'shchina, are two levels of shefa, of bracha, that's going to illuminate, that's going to shine by the Shechina. Said Knesset Yisrael, and it will be revealed in Knesset Yisrael and the Jewish people. Kinei Sherish HaGula Hu Or Elyoin Me'es HaShem Isbarach. First, the root of redemption is a great light from Hashem, Shepoked Es HaShechina V'Nosin Bakoach Lakum, that will remember the Shechina and will give the Shechina the ability Lakum, to get up from Galus. Vine, hapkida hi bechinas shefa haba mimidas hayisod. Pkida is the midah of bracha that comes, is bracha that comes from the midah of yisod. Remember, the lashon of pkida also means in Tanakh to impregnate, right? It's also a lashon of impregnating, pkida. Vashem pokad es sara kasha diber. Kasha omar, kasha diber. Vashem pokad es sara kasha diber. No balikari here. Vina pkida, what is it? Diber, right? Okay, Vashem pokad es sara. So the pkida means to remember, but it means remembering in such a way where there's a return to that state of expecting a pregnancy. Or the not just the return, it wasn't, and now it is. So it's a bechina of bracha that's associated with the yesod. I don't think I have to explain that. That's the inyan of yesod, and right, the mid of yesod, and Yosef HaTzadik. That's the shefa, the bracha, that in the state of a husband and wife, the mid of yesod is the kedusha of the bris mila, and of impregnation. That's the pekida, that there'll be a shefa, like that comes from the man into the woman. There's a certain shefa, there's a certain bracha that takes place, but that's not yet complete. The woman is expecting. Something has changed. She's expecting, but it's not here yet. But in a deep and hidden way, all that child will ever be is now in her womb. It just hasn't yet been revealed. That's the Zechira. Huh? Now's the Zechira, yeah. No, I'm saying the revelation, the complete revelation, that's the Zechira. V'azechira hi shefa haba mimidas ha-teferes. Ha-yesod hu b'chinas ha-shefa shemislabish b'darchi ha-teva. In the state of yesod, the shefa is still mislabish b'darchi ha-teva. So secular Zionism and an excitement about Jews returning without there being any necessary connection to God or anything that has to do with religion. And the pekidah is bedarchei hateva. There's nothing miraculous that's happening. There's nothing miraculous. It's bedarchei hateva. It's taking place in a natural way, by natural means. V'ikaro noad lebinyan haguf. And the ikar of it is noad lebinyan haguf, like we're learning in the Yerushalmi. Lebinyan haguf. Rebuilding the Jewish people as a guf. Bringing us back together, bringing us back to Eretz Yisrael, freeing us from galus, v'chulu v'chulu. See, the whole machlokes, I'm going into this right now, because it's a complicated topic. But you know, those tzaddikim that were very, very much pro Zionism, and the other tzaddikim were very much anti Zionism. These are all great people. I'm not talking about small people. I'm talking about great people. So Be'emes, be'emes, and pnimius, there were those that were more focused on the pekida, and there are those that are waiting for the zechira. I think it's very obvious. Those tzaddikim that said that until there's a miraculous, clear, and holy revelation of the longing of the Jewish people with Mashiach for Geula, whatever's taking place by natural means, with Jews fighting and all of that was happening in Eretz Yisrael and so on, they see that as being something that's not holy. It's being from the Sitra Achra. The other chevra, those tzaddikim, for lack of a better term, the more pro-Zionist tzaddikim, so they were sensitive to the pekida, and they felt the aura of the pekida. So the tzaddikim they were holding out for zechira, and were suspicious that anything that takes place during the pekida could be coming from a wrong source. It could be something that's impure. V'haraya is that so many of the leaders of Zionism were people that were Mechalei Shabbos, Nechon Nevelis, and Shreifus, and far, far, far from Kedusha. So those tzaddikim who, their neshamas are connected to the Zechira, they couldn't tolerate that. They couldn't bear it. It was unbearable. But we're going to sing Hallel now. What's the Hallel now? What kind of an atzmaut is this? It's an atzmaut. It's a goyish atzmaut. It's a goyish atzmaut. It's like you have nationalistic movements in Ireland, and you have in France, and you have Jews. It's a goyish thing. It's an inyan of koychiv etzim yodi to have my own army. To have Mashiach's not here. The leaders of this are people who are secular people. Have no shaychus to Torah and mitzvahs. So those tzaddikim, who are very focused, then not just focused, but their shirish is very much connected to Mashiach ben David, to the zechira. They can't settle for anything. They feel that conceding to secular Zionism is a concession to Zionism bechlal, even religious Zionism, is a concession. That is prolonging galus, and is making it impossible for Mashiach ben David to come to the world. And there were great tzaddikim who were very, very much attached to the light of Zechira, and therefore to them, the pekida was something that they were always worried about, that it was unholy and impure. There were other tzaddikim that were like the Baal Shem and the Vilna Gaon and so on, that were deeply attached to the aura of the Pekida. Again, how does that work out? Mashiach ben Yosef, the Grob is definitely Mashiach ben Yosef, that we know. Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh is a madrega of Mashiach ben David. But there are different tzaddikim that were connecting to different shlavim of the Geula. So the Pekida, the tzaddikim who already were feeling the aura by the Pekida, like Rav Kook, so when they saw secular people that were behind the modern day Zionist movement, they understood that it's something which is not permanent. We're in the stage of Pekida, and it's a healthy sign that the Jews want to come back to their land, they want to have their own state, and they want to have their own army and their own economy and so on. None of them felt that this is the tachlis. Nobody would say that the whole point of that we've been waiting for thousands of years is to have, you know, Yair Lapid in the Knesset or something. No religious Jew certainly would ever think, God forbid, and that's what we've been waiting for all the years of Golus. And not even to have Netanyahu in charge, even though I'm not comparing the two, but not even to have a fellow like Netanyahu in charge. It's not the tachlis. So what are you signing your name to such a thing? Why are you getting involved with such people? The Teretz is, it's Shlav Aleph. And Shlav Aleph is the Pekida. V'Hashem Pokad Es Amoy. Hashem has remembered his people.
Why would the Schir of Tzadikim feel like the Pekida Tzadikim prolonging the...
Because they felt that that by strengthening the side, the secular side of Gula, you're giving credence and you're giving support to the Helam and the Hester, instead of bringing people closer to the to Kadosh Baruch Hu and saying, we're not going to settle for this redemption. We're not settling for a secular state. We're not going to settle for we're going to say to Hashem, we can't bear it anymore, and we want the ultimate Gula. So, nothing less than the ultimate Gula. Nothing less than the ultimate Gula. And the whole Indian of the Lubavitcher Rebbe with Mashiach, and we want Mashiach now, the Indian of the Lubavitcher Rebbe was such a strong or. He was very anti-Zionist, as you know. But he had a different mahalach of how to deal with it. But the aura of Geula, of Zechir, was so strong by the Lubavitcher Rebbe that if all the tzaddikim of the generation, there was nobody that had such a thing like with Mashiach, like him. You know, now people are starting to catch on. This has been a Chabad for many, many years. For many years. From the Friedrich Rebbe already. A kid picked up a lot of speed with the Lubavitcher Rebbe, but by the Friedrich Lubavitcher Rebbe, he was already starting. And there are other tzaddikim like the Satmar of Schus Yelena. The Satmar of saw this as being the embodiment of the Sidra Achra, of the other side. And he was afraid that it was going to bring people further and further away from Hashem's Baruch. You don't have to be a Jew. You don't have to keep mitzvahs anymore. To be a Jew, you could have a flag and march in a parade. That's how you could be a Jew. You don't have to be a Yid anymore. So this is back and forth. But I believe it's all very deeply connected to these two, to what the Ramchal is talking about. And this is very much in the Torah of the Vilna Gaon, Rav Kook and Tzaddikim, of the two stages of Geula, Pekida and Zechira. Pekida and Zechira.
The little kid, I used to call him the 47th Shoe Father. Everyone was Sadman Hasidah. When he used to come in, all they wanted to talk about, they closed the door. Three or four guys were talking about Eretz Yisrael. They were going crazy. If there was a problem, if there was ever a terrorist attack, the guys would be walking around.
Who, the Satmar guys?
Yeah, Shugana. So upset. And so they all had a connection to Eretz Yisrael.
Of course, there's a deep love for Eretz Yisrael. The Satmar was always worried about that. That because of, he said once that because of his shitas, he saw that it damaged the Ahavas Eretz Yisrael by some of the Chassidim. That was never anything that he meant. The Satmar Rebbe was on fire with Eretz Yisrael, on fire with Eretz Yisrael. Where was it coming from? His whole shita was coming from a longing for redemption. And the Minchas Elazar, Mamish breathed Eretz Yisrael every second. He breathed on Shabbos, he spoke only Lashon HaKadosh. He was breathing Eretz Yisrael, the Minchas Elazar. But on the outside, you saw he was like, you know, the biggest anti-Zionist in the world was the Minchas Elazar, but he was on fire with Eretz Yisrael. But this one was, this is Zechira and this is Pekida. So Rav Kook is in the world of Pekida, and the Minchas Elazar is in the world of Zechira. And each one was with the other. It was like milchamas that were going on. Yeah.
Is it unanimous that both are required? It would seem that Pekida comes first, it has to, and then comes Zechira from the other learning. Is that even...
Does everybody agree with what the Ramchal is saying?
Yeah.
Okay, that's a good question. The Ramchal, the Vilna Gaon, and others in that Beis HaMedrash speak about this a great deal. It's not clear that all the tzaddikim understand the hanhaga of the world in this way. It's not clear. This is the Beis HaMedrash of the Vilna Gaon, and really the basis of religious Zionism is this mahalach of the Vilna Gaon. Even though the yeshiva people wouldn't be happy hearing that, but that's why people tried to suppress the writings and keep this away. But that's the truth. I mean, it's just it's an undeniable fact that's from the world of the Ramchal and the Gra. Are there other ways to look at it? There are other ways of seeing the two stages as, you know, as Golus and Gula. Golus and Gula, not in Gula. That there are phases of Geula. There are different Bate Midrash. They would argue with that. But it's not for any of us to be machria and the machlokas between giants, but history seems to very clear to be bearing out this mahalach. It's just it seems to be very clear that this is what has been happening. Those were arguments that might have, you know, in the 1920s and the 1890s, but it's very hard now not to see it this way. I don't know how you could not see it this way, and there are fine Jews that don't, but it's very hard to understand how not to see it this way. At least it's hard for me to understand how not to see it this way. And I'm not coming from a place of halal and yom ha'atzmaut. I'm not talking about that kind of stuff. That's something else. I'm not talking about the halal and yom ha'atzmaut. I'm talking and how to and whether or not you vote. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the pnimius and yonim of how to look at this matzav right now in the world of Eretz Yisrael. Do we look at this and are we holding our breath with excitement? Or are we looking at that and spitting on the floor and saying this is keeping Mashiach away? So it's a very big difference of how. It's not about Hallel. Because the people that they don't have much going on with their Yiddishkeit, you understand. So they're Hallel. Okay? They have to put flags up in front of the shul and make a whole big thing because they're not going to get much of an Olam excited about Hoshana Rabbah, you understand. So you got to do something to make them happy. So you have Little League and you have Yom HaTzmaut and all that stuff. I'm sorry to say, that's really what mostly it's about. But those who are connected to Panemius understand that this is not an Indian of flags and hollow. It's those who say Gesundheit, those who don't say also Gesundheit. But that's not what the Indian is. It's not a matter of, well, do you say hollow, don't you say hollow? Do you believe in Yom HaTzmaut or you don't believe in Yom HaTzmaut? That's still. That's a klinik kapalach. It's about something much deeper. It's about pekida and zechira. It's about how to touch up reality, to look at the world, to look at your life, to look at what's happening in Eretz Yisrael and in the world, and to see it as Hashem pakad es amo. Hashem pakad es amo. And we're finally getting up out of the dirt of galus. We're getting up. Hisnari, me'ofa kumi. Jews are finally getting up. Am Yisrael is finally getting up. We've had it. Look what's happening now in Europe. You see what's happening in Europe. So they thought that after the Milchama, Beseda's okay, Poland is not good for us, and Germany is not good for us. Beseda, but England, what could be wrong with England? What could be wrong with France? Rashi, the Balei Tosfos, we have a long history in these places, right? In the meantime, these places are becoming every day more and more dangerous for us, right? And Jews are only sitting around the Shabbos table trying to figure out what are we going to do. What are we going to do? How are we going to get out of here? When can we leave? What are we going to do with the grandparents? How are we going to pull this off financially? That's all they're talking about. Because I speak to Jews from these places. That's what they're thinking about. Hashem is saying, must speak. Enough. Enough of this already. Enough of the Shibud Malchus. Enough groveling in the dirt to the Goyim and so on. It's enough. It's time to come home. So here in America, it's easier for us because we have, Baruch Hashem, a better matziv. But even in the better matzav that we're in, Jews are coming back to themselves, as far as understanding that no one else in the world is going to represent us except ourselves. No one else is going to take care of us, only ourselves, and building kehilas and building yeshivas and this also there's a pekida that's in the world that we feel there's a tremendous pekida. Those Jews that come from Europe. Or from Swadesh countries and they're still alive from the 20s, the 30s, they remember what it was like. They look at this, they look at the world now, how Jews are now, and they just can't help but, they're just marveling at it. It's amazing what's going on. It's amazing. But it's still tremendous choshech, because by the Pekida, it's Eisha b'choshech. It's still choshech. It's still tremendous, tremendous spiritual darkness. Tremendous darkness. Crazy nisyanis. But there's a Pekida. There's something that's happening. The Jewish people are pregnant. We're expecting. Something is happening. And I can't understand how anybody can look at it in a different way and look at this and not be excited about what's happening. At the same time, of course, not to ignore the problems that we have, but to be excited about what's happening. And again, the excitement doesn't mean that you have to sign up for the parade. That's Narishkeit. These things, that doesn't mean, that's not the Inyan. Everybody right away starts arguing over these things. That's not the Inyan. That's not the Inyan. The Lubavitcher didn't say Halal in Yom HaTzmaut. There wasn't. But you can say Lubavitcher didn't care about Gula. He didn't care about Eretz Yisrael. You don't think he cared more about Eretz Yisrael than the ones who were going with a float, some Charlie Brown float on Yom HaTzmo? You don't think the Baal Shem Tov cared more about the Jewish people and the redemption of the Jewish people? It's not that, and the Sa'am Rabbi also, you don't think he cared more than any of those people about redemption. That's not the Inyan. It's not the Inyan. That's not the Machlaikas. I believe the Machlaikas lies in the Shamas of Pekida and the Shamas of Zechir. There's certain Shamas of Pekida. Sometimes I meet a Jew that wants to move to Eretz Yisrael. I talk to you about this all the time. Someone comes and says they're thinking about moving to Eretz Yisrael. So let me hear, what's this? How old are the kids? What's this? Then I have they talk about it. Okay, maybe. Yeah, nish. Then another couple comes in. They don't come. They come to tell me that they're going. They don't come to ask me my opinion. They come to tell me we're going. I just wanted to let you know, Shkoyach, for everything. It was nice being here. It's a great place. See you in Eretz Yisrael. They don't come to Krechtsam, you know, for maybe yes, maybe no. You know, I got an apartment. I could rent it out. I go for Shal Shvagom. These people, the real, the Jews who are B'sherish HaZechira, they mamish can't. They can't live with that Eretz Yisrael. They B'shum Eifen can't live with that. So strong that you can't argue, and even if it's not smart for them to go because the children are at that age, it's very difficult. You know, it doesn't make a difference. They're in the shamas that just simply cannot take it anymore. They can't live anymore like this. I'll show you. I have an email that there's a yid from Eretz Yisrael that sent me. I know him. He's a wonderful person. I met him a few times. Whenever I go. So he comes to the shmooze, he comes to the shir, he's maybe in his 40s, a very successful professional person. I just got an email from him an hour or two ago. So he says that in everything, I would read it to you, but he writes, Rebbe, in everything that you're teaching, and everything lately, all that you're talking about is, you're saying that the time has come for us to come back. So why don't you just get up and say it befeirish? He's like so upset with me. He says, because I was there, Chisel, now, and I was there last week, and I was talking to like 1,000 bochum. So he was upset. How come you didn't stand up there and just say, like, let's stay here? Everybody was staying here, we're not going back. He doesn't understand, like, what's the matter with you? Like, you're talking about it, but you're not clinching it. You're not getting there. You just, why don't you say it already? Why don't you just say, and, you know, and basically tell me, get up yourself and go with the Olam and come back already. What are you talking so much about it? And then go. So he's a yid like that. I mean, he did it. He left years ago. He did it. Is a yid like that. There are yidin like that. There are Jews that are like that. Hashem pakad esamoy. There's a feeling of a pekida that we all have, but there are others who are more attached to the aura of Zechira. And by them, the pekida is something which sets them on fire. And there are others that get worried by the pekida, and there are others that ignore it. But something is going on. Things are not the way they used to be. And this didn't start yesterday. This was starting from the time that the light of the Zohar Kaddish began to come out more openly in the world. So we're talking about from the time of 1850, strong, even before. It's been very, very powerful, this R. And when all the tumbling began about Eretz Yisrael, it was at that time when things started to move around in the whole world, the Industrial Revolution, and then later on, this being unsettled and Jews fighting and arguing. My father said that he remembers that when you went on a train, like when you go on a train in Hungary, you know, like in 1930, whatever, 32, you'd be on a train in Hungary. So everybody's yelling and fighting. And Baruch Shem says, this is the guy reading newspapers, and all the Jews are screaming at each other. This one's a Zionist. This one's a Bundist. This one's a Chassid. This one's a yelling and a neolog and then perform. And he says, like my father said, like he was even as a kid, he remembers like guy all just like relaxed and reading the newspaper, and just like on a train, and the Jews were all like arguing with each other, and yelling at each other, and it was all about the Inyan of Mashiach. They're fighting all the time about Mashiach. That's what the whole argument was. It looked like it had to do with religion and politics. It was all about the Pekida. That's what it was all about, the Pekida.
Look what's going on in Uman.
What? In Uman?
How many Yidden are going to Uman?
Right.
But what Rosh Hashanah looks like now.
Right.
It's also an inyan of Mashiach. There can't be any other explanation.
What's happening in the building right now? 77 locations. That was as of last night she sent me, the lady in charge. 77 places in the world. You wouldn't believe the places. I said, I didn't even know there was a Jew in this place. Some island somewhere, they're having a thing. I didn't know there were Jews. I forgot the name of the island. So, I don't know. There are Jews over there. That what's happening is that women who are more deeply attached, they feel the pekida more. They feel it. That's the koch that a woman has of Hashem poka desar kasha diber. And the women, just like it happened in Mitzrayim with Miriam, where the men already said, it's Hafal, we're stuck in Mitzrayim. And Miriam was a little girl, 6 years old, right? She starts to scream. What's going on with you guys? What's the matter? With all you men, what's wrong? And the women said, we're not going to wait for the men, we're just going to start. We're going to start. We're going to honor. We're going to start. And if I would write a journal, since I got involved in this inyan, when it started, and I was very much behind it, if I would be able to play a recording for you of the phone calls that I got from different men in the world, you would find it fascinating. It would be such an interesting study, to get historians and philosophers and therapists to try to I would play them the phone calls that I've had the past 3 weeks. You wouldn't believe it. You wouldn't believe it. Till this morning. Speaking to a certain Rav someplace in America, he's very suspicious. What is this about? What's the real intention? Why is there anything sinister? Why do you suspect that you think that they're all getting together to decide that they're not cooking supper for us anymore? What is this, Vashti or something? What are you nervous about? I don't know. If Reb Chaim Kanievsky wouldn't have signed on to it, I don't know if it would have even been able. He did. Reb Chaim was very excited about it. Reb Chaim was very excited about it. But you wouldn't believe it. I have this. There's this one rabbi who told one of the ladies here that was arranging it, was working on it. I was in Yerushalayim when this happened. She played me the phone because she didn't know what to do with it. He called her and said, "This is not our way." She said, "What's not our way?" It's not our way to publicly, in an open way, to daven for redemption, to daven for gula. And he starts to say, because, we're not allowed to awaken him, ta'irim, tesara, he's an American rabbi, but he said to this lady, this is all coming from Lubavitch, and you should know that the world is not Lubavitch, and that my Rosh Hashiva was very much against Lubavitch, and so on and so forth. This is the thing. So she played this for me, and then it wasn't so easy for me. I had to call someone to give the Maror Mekoyimus, to get the Maror Mekoyimus to him. But I said, you why don't you take a look at the Sefer from the Chavetz Chaim called the Peace of the Yeshua. There's a whole Sefer. But the whole Sefer of the Chavetz Chaim is saying that we have to go out into the streets and scream and beg and demand redemption. It's not a Lubavitch, it's a Lubavitch Rebbe. There's nothing we daven for in Shimon Esrei more than Gula. Look at Shimon Esrei. Everything else we ask for one time. But Gula, three times. We talk about it. So he's suspicious that the women are doing something that's not Jewish. It's not Jewish. It's not allowed. It's not allowed. And the women get all upset and they say, I just keep on telling them, just ignore it. Just ignore it. Just keep on going. Because that's exactly what happened in Mitzrayim. I said to the rabbi this morning, you know what? Why don't you have a meeting with your board of directors and see and come to a vote whether or not women are allowed to. He said, what do you mean to meet with the board of directors? I said, why don't you have some? You could have a couple, maybe you could have three or four board meetings to decide whether or not, to vote whether or not we should daven for Mashiach to come. We should have some meetings about it. He said, are you making fun of me? I said, yeah, I am. I'm absolutely, yeah, making fun of you. He said, this is exactly what's wrong in the world. This is exactly what's wrong. This is the problem that we have. That the women are getting together, the daven from Mashiach, he feels that it's not. I said, listen, I understand there might be some places that are doing a couple of weird things. I don't know. You can't control everybody. I understand that. There's always going to be some kooky people out there. I think it makes it a little bit more interesting, but there are always going to be some funny things going on. But the Hisayrus, that as of last night, there were already over 25,000 ladies that were signed up, that there's such a Hisayrus, from all different backgrounds, to come together. Men can't do that. Because if he's coming, do you understand? If that Rosh Hashiva is going to be there, I can't come. If this one's coming, I'm not coming. The women have no agenda. They just want Mashiach to come. They don't have any inyan. There's no gaiva. There's nothing. It was just, what could we do to bring down the aura of Mashiach? That's all. With men, it's not like that. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. This has also to do with the inyan of Yisoid and Malchus and Ben Yosef and Ben David. It's a very, very big sugya. If I would be able to say over what this last couple of weeks, the conversations that I've been having with men, it's unbelievable. On the other hand, there have been some fantastic positive. I'm not saying it's all been like that, but the kind of conversations, like who said that this is allowed? So what is it that you're worried about? Tell me what you're worried about. Since when do women just make their own thing? This is not feminist. It's not feminism. It's not feminism. It's like old-fashioned religion. That's what happened in Mitzrayim. That's what happened in Mitzrayim. And only once it was Vayitzak, and Vayizak, and Vayyanchu. That's the only way Mashiach will come. And the Tzaddikim taught us that this is what's going to be at the end of time. Vayitzaku, Vayitzaku, Vayyanchu, Vayitzaku, Vayizaku, to scream and to cry and to beg and to say, Admosai, Admosai, Admosai. That's the only way. And why would anybody be against that? Why would you try to stifle that? So it's hard to understand. There are neshamas that come from different places and different madregas. And my feeling is that you have to trust their instincts and to just let them do their thing. And if we'll be zoicha, then we'll have the same thing that happened in Mitzrayim when Miriam v'tana Miriam shirul Hashem. The same thing that happened in Mitzrayim when we left Mitzrayim. And Miriam will say Shirul Hashem. That's where it came from. And I see this also. We're talking about the Pekida. I see that what's happening, this is just the beginning of something that's an unbelievable part. Like Mamish tonight is something unbelievably historic. Unbelievable. That thousands and thousands of women are just going ahead and saying, must speak. And we're going to do our own thing for Gula. Well, and we're going to see, Mitzvah Hashem, we're going to see some interesting things happening over the next few weeks. You'll see what's going to happen. Halavai should be. When we're coming here, my wife said, I really hope it will be successful. And I said, you mean Mashiach will come? So she said, well, I hope people show up in the place. But we also hope that Mashiach will come. All right, we'll continue. Marv.